Fly, America's new super sport.
Welcome to World High Lie League recap number 11 for spring 2023. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the consulting guy, along with co-host Rockin' Ray Haluska. WJAL recap is brought to listeners by World High Lie League and Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Join the WJAL fan portal at wjal.eprn.us and catch all of the World High Lie League Battle Court competition at watchhighlie.com. And let's take a short break, and Rockin' Ray and I will be right back with the High Lie scores and more here on WJAL Weekly Recap. Stay tuned in right here.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. WatchHighLie.com. Live the high life and WatchHighLie.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court High Lie. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to WatchHighLie.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Lie. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at watchhighlie.com.
H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. High Lie H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is High Lie H2H.
Black Star Fund LLP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLP.com. In case you're wondering, LLP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLP.com.
Your number one. internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
And welcome back to the recap, World Highlight League recap. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And let's go on ahead and get these recaps in for Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. And starting off with Friday, we have the Wall Warriors versus the Rabote Renegades. Six matches were played. In the first match, we have Julin versus Gauthieri. Gauthieri of the Rabote Renegades pulls off the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-4. In the second match, we have Bueno and Julin versus Joseph and Arta. Joseph and Arta of the Rabote Renegades pull off the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-2. In the third match, we have Nicholas and Rock versus Gonega and Ben. Nicholas and Rock pull off the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-2. In the fourth match, we have Nicholas versus Aratz. Nicholas pulls off the win for the Wall Warriors in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-3. In the fifth match, we have Ikeda and Rock versus Joseph and Arta. Ikeda and Rock pull off the win in the second and third sets, 6-3 and 6-5 for the Wall Warriors. And in the sixth match, final match of the evening, we have Bueno and Nicholas versus Gauthieri and Ben. Gauthieri and Ben pull off the win for the Rabote Renegades in the second and third set, 6-4 and 6-5. And what do we have here, Rock and Ray? Yeah. What do you say? We have a tie.
It kind of keeps. There was a chance there for the Warriors to pick up some ground, but you know the Renegades just went enough to hold their position. So,
yeah. Well, I gave two players the highlights of the game, Nicholas and Gauthieri. So they received the highlight award for Friday. And moving on to Monday, April 17, 2023, we have the Cesta Cyclones versus the Wall Warriors, and six matches were played. In the first match, we have Manny versus Nicholas. Nicholas pulls off the win for the Wall Warriors in split sets, 6-3 and 6-2. In the second match, we have Manu versus Julin. Manu pulls off the win for the Cyclones in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-3. In the third match, we have Carballo and Bradley versus Bueno and Nicholas. Carballo and Bradley pull off the win in the second and third set, 6-5 and 6-4. In the fourth match, we have Flores and Manny versus Ikeda and Rock. Ikeda and Rock pull off the win in split sets, 6-0 and 6-5. In the fifth match, we have Correa and Bradley versus Bueno and Julin. Bueno and Julin pull off the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-3. And in the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Flores and Manu versus Nicholas and Rock. Flores and Manu pull off the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-0. And what do we have here once again?
Another tie. It just becomes a defensive posture for the team in the ahead. They don't lose any, you know, they don't lose any ground. And you know, maybe those teams can gather on teams near them, but you know, just wasn't missed opportunities there. And we go on to Monday, which had a much different outcome. Tell them about it.
Well, I gave Manu the player of the game for Monday. This is Monday's game, Monday's scores. So we had two sets of ties on Friday and Monday.
Yeah.
So Manu, he picks up the highlight of the game because, you know, participated in his wins. He got a singles win and a doubles win with Flores. So, hey, he's the guy. And moving on to Tuesday, April 18th, 2023, we have the Revolting Renegades versus the Lifestyle Miami Chargers. And this was an interesting game as well. Six matches were played. In the first match, we have Joseph and Aratz versus Williams and Benny. Williams and Benny pull off the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-3. In the second match, we have Gauthier versus Zuleika. Gauthier pulls off the win for the Revolte Renegades in the second and third sets, 6-2 and 6-1. In the third match, we have Gonega and Ben versus Iturbide and Irondo. Iturbide and Irondo pull off the win in the second and third sets, 6-2 and 6-1. In the fourth match, we have Joseph and Arta versus Williams and Spinner. Williams and Spinner pull off the win in straight sets for the Lifestyle Miami Chargers, 6-3 and 6-2. And in the fifth match, we have Gonega versus Benny. Benny pulls off the win in straight sets for the Lifestyle Miami Chargers, 6-1 and 6-3. And in the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Gauthier and Ben of the Revolte Renegades versus Zuleika and Arondo. And Zuleika and Arondo mop the floor and pull off the win in straight sets, 6-0 and 6-3. And that gave the Lifestyle Miami Chargers a blowout win, 7-1. And three highlight players of the game, of the matches, Williams, Benny, and Irondo. And I'll let you take it away, Rockin' Ray, with the standings.
Yeah, that 7-1 win by the Chargers pushed them up into third place, 5 points ahead of the Devils. Now I'll run down the whole thing, but that was really the most substantial win anyone's posted in quite some time. And it got them out of the hole a little bit. But here we go. The Renegades still ahead, but by only getting 1 point last week, they kind of opened the door for the Warriors. The Renegades have 61 points and two matches left. I mean, the season is really coming close to an exciting end here. And it's, teams are going to be running out of matches before too long. The Warriors are in second place, 54.5. And they've got a comfortable lead over the Chargers. They have three matches remaining. The Chargers are third at 50.5 points. They only have two matches remaining. So the best they could hope to do is 65 points, which is 66 points, and they'd have to hope that the Renegades fall flat in their face and almost get cut off for the rest of the season. It almost happened the other day, though. Not impossible. Devils, 45.5 points, 5 points behind the Chargers, but they do have four game days remaining. So they've got a chance with some decent efforts to make up that deficit and get themselves back in the third place where they've been most of the season. And then the Cyclones, 44.5. They're only a point behind the Devils. They have three matches remaining. So a lot of movement can happen there still. And we need to see what happens, starting with Friday's match is April 21st, Chargers versus Devils. And we're just talking about the Chargers. They're in third place. Devils are in fourth. Maybe they can bury the Devils a little bit, or maybe the Devils will catch up and pretty much almost end their season, because with only two matches left, the Chargers don't have a lot of room for losing points or time to catch up. Further, I'd bet them in the preseason betting on Bet Rivers that they were going to kind of surprise people and they were going to win the whole thing in the end, but that's probably not going to happen. Monday, April 24th, Devils versus the Renegades. So the Devils will be now playing back-to-back matches. versus different opponents. But, you know, their thing with the match with the Renegades will give them a chance to help the Warriors and help themselves at the same time if they can put up a performance like the Chargers put up against the Renegades the other day. And then Tuesday, April 25th, Warriors versus the Cyclones. Probably only going to be a spoilers effort for the Cyclones, but they got a chance to do some damage there. As we mentioned last week, injuries are healing and they're starting to play good highlight again, especially Manu and Carbio. And yeah, Manny's usually up for a good match no matter who he's playing. He makes them earn it. And if they are struggling a little, he's usually able to make it worse for them and put on some great performances. So we'll see what happens in that game two. That's Tuesday, April 25th, Warriors versus Cyclones, the Magic City Primetime Auditorium. I haven't looked at the schedule lately, the long-term schedule lately, to see when the playoffs and all. Let's see if I can dig it up here while I'm let's see. It looks like the final day of matches will be Tuesday, May 2nd.
Okay.
So here we are running out of time in the hold on, let me scroll a little. Oh, the Friday, May 5th is the last regular season match, then come the playoffs.
Okay. And the playoffs run until the 13th.
Let's see, going to their big calendar. The second and third place teams will play on Monday, May 8th. And then the championship match would be Friday, May 12th.
12, okay. All right. Well, we got a little bit of highlight left to watch and enjoy. And then, your Pelota games are coming up for the summertime, a couple tournaments coming up.
I happen to catch this and doing some schooling. That Manu and CRB won the first tournament of the 2023 in the Pelota doubles tournament.
Okay.
So we'll see what else is ahead for them.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's all I have for this week. You have anything else to add?
Nope. Let's wrap it up and get back together next week with more results and previews.
All right.
All
right. So, once again, this has been World Highlight League Recap, Weekly Recap. I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, along with Rockin' Ray Haluska here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And fans, Highlight fans worldwide, go on ahead and check out the WJAL World Highlight League fan portal at wjal.eprn.us. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highlight, America's new super sport.